SBS
Radio. ਕਤੀਵੀਆਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਖੇਡਾਂ ਸਿਡਨੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੂਰੇ ਜੋਸ਼ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਨਾਲ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੀਆਂ। ਅੱਜ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਿ ਆਫੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਓਪਨਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਹੋਣੀ ਹੈ, ਸੈਟਰਡੇ ਦਾ ਦਿਨ ਹੈਗਾ। ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਮੈਂ ਦੇਖ ਰਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਕਾਫੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰੀ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਭਾਗ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਆਏ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ। ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਹੀ ਹਨ ਲਿੰਡਾ ਵਾਲਸ, ਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਆਫ ਪਾਰਲੀਮੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੈਡੋ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਸਪੋਰਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੈਡੋ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਵੈਟਰਨ ਅਫੇਅਰਸ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਐਸ ਬੀ ਐਸ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ, ਮਿਸ ਵਾਲਸ।
ਓ, ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਹੇਅਰ।
ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸਪੋਰਟਸ, ਦ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਪੋਰਟਸ, ਹਾਊ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਇੰਜੋਇੰਗ ਇਟ?
Well, I'm watching the Kabbalah at the moment, and this is Kabbali, sorry. I've been to the Punjab and I've never seen this before. It's fabulous. It's really, really good. And these guys obviously they've done a bit of this before.
Yeah. It's a combination of wrestling and soccer kind of.
Yeah, yeah, and it's almost like rugby a bit in the way you have to block block the bodies and keep the player out and get across the touchline is the rule. So no, it's great.
So as Shadow Minister for Sports, what would be your message to this vibrant community?
Well, the important message here is what the volunteers are doing, putting this games on. Sport is so important, not just culturally, but for every dollar we get into sport at the grassroots participation level, that's $7.30 that goes back to the economy in health, in well-being, a whole range of things. And that's delivered by volunteers at the grassroots. Mm-hmm. And you can see it here at the Sikh community. They have done a fantastic job. They've got it set up well. Everybody's catered for. There's lots of water and food. I've looked at the draw. There's three over 50 men's soccer teams. I'm hoping next time there'll be three over 50 women's teams and I might come and play.
You have been living in this area. You said your childhood was spent in this area.
That's right.
You have a strong connection. How you're feeling sitting here as a guest of honor today?
Well, it's great to be here. Look, we know how important this region was to sport and to see it grow. I mean, when I was a kid, we couldn't imagine a games as big as the Sikh Games coming here. And I've been down here for also the Pacifica Games for touch footy, which were huge as well. And this is becoming a real region to enjoy the sports across the range. And it's just great to see, you know, people coming from different communities and bringing their new sports, which are really, really exciting.
And you said you went to Punjab. Which part of Punjab did you go, and how was your experience there?
I've been to Pakistan and India, so I've been in Punjab in both regions, and it's great. It's funny because over here people don't, unless they've been there, understand what those regions are like. But I find the Punjab, it's economically, it's a growth region. They're fantastically organised. They've got tremendous things they're doing in terms of governance too in the Punjab, which is really interesting. But certainly in terms of a region that the punches above its weight, you'd have to say the Punjab's doing that.
And what message would you like to give to this sports organizers, players, and the wider community? I'm not saying the Punjabi community or Sikh community, because you have seen this as a massive event here today.
Yeah.
What would you like to say when you go back to your ministry tomorrow?
Well, the important thing is to make sure we support communities to do this, because bringing communities together means we're working together, we're getting better outcomes for our kids. And I just want them to keep this Sikh Games going. I know it's going to Melbourne next year, but let's see it back in Sydney at some stage.
Thank you for talking to us, and thank you for coming here, especially it's a public holiday, and you're spending your time here. Thank you so much.
Happy to. Thank you.
SBS Punjabi Radio. I would like to introduce you to Councillor Wayne Smith, who is from Victoria, especially here today to take over the games, because the next games will be in Victoria. Most welcome, Councillor Smith, to SBS Punjabi program.
Yeah, welcome, and thank you for having me. It's great, and I'm very impressed with what I've seen in the short time I've been here.
The ward that you are representing in Victoria has considerable number of Sikh community, Punjabi community.
It does. In my ward particularly, in the suburb where I live and represent, we have a huge Sikh temple. So I'm often up there at festivals and events and very big community, and they do a lot of volunteer work in our community. So we have a lot of respect for the Sikh community.
So today you have come especially for the games, like Sydney will be handing over to Victoria.
They will. So next year we're hosting the games in the city of Casey. City of Casey's on the southeast of Melbourne. We're the largest city in the state and a huge Indian population. So the Sikh community is very big and very active in our community, and we're very pleased that they've taken on hosting the games next year, and council is putting as much support behind them as we can, and hence I'm up here to just get a picture and get a scale of the and I'm already overwhelmed by the scale of how big it is.
Anything for the organisers, I mean the participants, any message that you would like to say?
Oh, well, we hope they can all come next year to Melbourne, and we're on the gateway of some great tourism. The Penguins, Phillip Island is on our doorstep, so the most popular tourist attraction in Victoria is the Penguins, and you have to go through our city to get to it. You can't get there any other way, and we would hope that there'll be great benefits for people coming from all over Australia to Casey, because you're going to take advantage of all the nearby attractions.
So that's an open invitation to all.
Absolutely. We want as many people to come and enjoy what we have to offer.
Thank you so much for talking to SBS Punjabi.
No, pleasure. Thank you.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
SBS Punjabi Radio listeners, I would like to introduce Mr. Jeff Lee. He's a member from Parramatta who has considerable numbers of Indian Punjabi community. Now he is here to see 31st Australian Sikh Games as a guest of honor. Coming to the other side of city, Mr. Lee, how are you feeling? Like Parramatta or Bass Hill?
Well, Bass Hill's really wonderful. It's wonderful to be here at the Sikh Games. Comes every 6 years back to Sydney. I was here 6 years ago. It's even bigger and brighter than ever. The only one improvement that we could make, instead of at Bass Hill, it could be at Parramatta.
You always say that. That's why I asked you this question.
No, we're very proud of the Sikh community. As we know, in Parramatta, we have a large Sikh community, and further out, we have the wonderful Gurdwara down, and we're very proud of the contribution that the Sikh people make to Australia. They're one of our most vibrant, colourful, hard-working group, and they add so much richness to our community.
Jokes apart, if we have to hold, say, similar games in Parramatta next time, do we have similar facilities in one place in Parramatta?
Well, I'm sure between Parramatta Park and our brand new stadium, I'm sure we'll have lots of areas that we can hold it. And I was very proud of my colleague Glenn Brooks and myself and Minister Ray Williams. We actually be able to help them with a little bit of money towards the games. But I think in another 6 years, we'll be able to do more to support the games, because events like this, which are attracting tens of thousands of people from interstate and internationally, they're the sort of events that the New South Wales government should support. And it's only fair and right that the government supports them.
You have been here 6 years back to see the same games. Now you're watching it after 6 years. What difference did you see today?
I think, first up, it's a lot more professional, which is wonderful. There's a lot more people here. I think the expectations are 60,000 people over the long weekend. You're going to get more than that. And it's such wonderful weather. I think it's important. It's great to see the different sort of games. I'm not quite used to the Punjabi games, Sikh games, but it's wonderful to watch.
And we have soccer, footy, touch footy and everything.
Cricket, you have all the traditional ones, but I think it's great you have the ones that I'm not so used to.
Yes, that's right. Any last message for the players, for the community, for the organisers?
Look, I just want to say to the whole Sikh community in New South Wales, and especially in Parramatta and Western Sydney, thank you for your contribution. Thank you for working hard, bringing up a family, starting businesses. Your contribution's really what makes New South Wales a fantastic state. It wouldn't have been the same without you. We look forward to supporting the Sikh community in anything that we can do.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Enjoy the games and rest of the day.
No, thank you. Thank you, SBS Radio. You do a wonderful job, and yourself, you're always high up on the list of people we want to talk to. So I'm Jeff Lee, MP for Parramatta. It's an absolute honour and a privilege to join with you in the Sikh Games today.
Now in Bass Hill. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
SBS Radio.
SBS Punjabi Radio ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂ 31ਵੀਆਂ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਅਨ ਸਿੱਖ ਗੇਮਸ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹਾਂ ਕ੍ਰੈਸ਼ ਸਪੋਰਟਿੰਗ ਕੰਪਲੈਕਸ ਬੈਸਹਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਆਫੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਸਮਾਗਮ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੁਛ ਮਿੰਟ ਰਹਿ ਗਏ ਹੈ। ਮੇਰੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਕਬੱਡੀ ਦੀ ਗੇਮ ਬੜੇ ਜ਼ੋਰਾਂ ਸ਼ੋਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਨ ਮਿਸਟਰ ਡੇਵਿਡ ਕੋਲਮਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਪਾਰਲੀਮੈਂਟ ਹੈਗੇ ਹੈ ਬੈਂਕਸ ਤੋਂ ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਹੁਣ ਇਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਅਸਿਸਟੈਂਟ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਹੈਗੇ ਹੈ ਫਾਈਨੈਂਸ ਦੇ ਵੀ। ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਗੇਮਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਦਾ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ, ਕੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਹੈਗੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਭਾਈਚਾਰਕ ਸੱਭਿਆਚਾਰਕ ਸਾਂਝ ਹੈਗੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਕੀ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹਣਗੇ। ਮਿਸਟਰ ਕੋਲਮਨ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ।
ਗੁੱਡ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ, ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਵਿਦ ਯੂ।
ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੀਸ ਗੇਮਸ, ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ, ਯੂ ਸੈਡ ਦੇਸ ਆਰ ਮੈਸਿਵ ਗੇਮਸ, ਹਾਊ ਯੂ ਫੀਲ ਲਾਈਕ, ਯੂ ਨੋ, what was your expectations and how are you seeing those expectations here?
Yeah, well look, it's incredibly impressive. I mean, we're sitting here at the Crest at Bass Hill, and there are a huge number of people here. Obviously people have come from all around Australia. I understand there's literally tens of thousands of people are expected to attend the event, and it's a great testament to the organizing committee, who I know have been working on this for a very long time, and their organization has obviously been very good, because this is one of the biggest events we'll see in the Bankstown area all year, and it's very impressive.
You have been member parliament for so long, and you have been to many cultural and community events. Did you see anything as massive as this one, kind of?
This is right up there. There's a big event every year in the Vietnamese community, the Tet Festival at Fairfield, which is also very big, and you know, this is certainly up there. It's a huge crowd, and the fact that it's not just people from Sydney, that but people from all around Australia coming together to participate in all the different sports, and to come together. You see lots of kids here as well, which is great to see, and it's a really impressive day.
Not only from Australia, the athletes have come from Malaysia, Singapore and New Zealand.
Right.
I was reading sometime back on the social media that you was floating an idea to the government about increasing the term for the parliament. How is it progressing?
Well, at the moment it's 3 years unfixed, and my proposal was to make it a fixed 4-year term, and my personal view is that makes sense. At the moment the government doesn't have any proposal or policy to change the existing system, so at the moment existing system stays in place, which is effectively a 3-year unfixed term.
Why do you want to change this term? What was the idea behind that?
Well, look, I covered that back when I floated this idea as a backbench MP. I think there are good arguments for it, but as I said, the government at the moment is not proposing any change to the existing system.
About the games, any message to community?
Well, just to say congratulations on organising such a wonderful event. I hope everyone has a great weekend here at the SEEK Games in the Bankstown area. And all the best to all the competitors. I hope everyone has a very successful games.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
SBS. 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 SBS Radio.